clocking away, break. But you don't rock it away, do you?
I don't what?
You don't rock it away, do you?
Well, just, if this is a tape, just turn me off. If it's live, you know, just.
Well, you're live, but I'm
going to
take a break, and you just take over the show right now. And
now, wait a minute, Hal.
Yes, it's your show. Entertain these laughing peons. I'm going to go outside and stretch my legs and do some subgenius gluteal aerobics, leaving no stern untoned.
You're going to go out and stretch your third leg?
That's right. I'm going to open up my IP hole.
And the audience loves it here. 84844, club 84844.
I was thinking you might have polio or something. It looks like your third leg is a bit shorter than the other two.
Well, it's a result of long practice, young man. You'll find when you're my age that once you pole vault on that thing, it kind of wears the tip off. Look at these nurses. They're laughing at me.
Many of the people always laughed at me as a prophet. However, many of the people that laughed at me yesterday are not laughing as loudly today.
And it doesn't sound like good, clean laughter to me. Sounds somewhat salacious. Now we hear the ultimate orgiastic organ music of Flat Waller on Jupiter and his rubber band.
Yes, it seems she can't get enough of the outhouse or the in-house. Or our guest, Janer Hyperplates, here on the show.
Or Janer's crack house with the lovable puppets like Junkie, Sammy the Submachine Gun, Copper.
Is Janer's Crack House a automated segment of the program that we could just put on automatic pilot?
Well, it's right there.
Well,
it's on automatic pilot, and the Rocket Away is right there.
All right, I'll just go.
And we'll just kind of back and forth it for the moment.
Well, we haven't written it yet.
Okay.
Because we haven't written what I'm saying
Excuse me. I just can't.
Yeah, Doug, I'm thinking about taking a break too.
Okay.
I mean, puzzling evidence.
There. Oh, thank you.
I didn't mean to call you Doug.
I really blew that, huh? Well, and all the audience is all falling around the floor now. They don't care what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. Retirement over. Used up old cantankerous has been subgenius church jockeys.
Yeah, there is.
We're going to call each other subgenius jerks. There are a few people I could call a jerk, and you know who they are.
Right? I hear it kind of gets you after a few years. Get kind of cynical and kind of rude to the callers and stuff. You know, it's kind of a syndrome going around.
Come on, somebody get
callers?
This jerk
who
off.
Who have you been talking about?
Well, I think you got to have a little more respect for the little guy.
Nonsense. We seem to have had a slight technical malfunction. We are attempting to reattach.
Anyway, like we were saying, we've never been cruel to callers.
Come on, yeah.
Only
everybody calm down now.
Take a stress pill and relax.
It's not funny.
I think you should take a stress pill, Dave.
We're going to get in a lot of trouble for this. Be quiet.
You want to announce it? Radio assured. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be Hyperplexia the third.
Well, actually, this is not Dana Hyperplexia. This is Peter Granite, lead vocalist for Iron Cock. I'm Peter Granite. I play with Iron Cock. I'm also in a band. It was gone a long time ago, but this is a little thing we call token, smoking, token. Women say it really is Iron Cock.
Yeah. was having some fun.
Yeah, just a bunch of old helicopter riding, torpedo and smiting.
That's right.
Bunch of.
Historic occasion. We are present at the launch of the first inner-city tuba special from Yucaipa all the way down to Grundu, California, and it's a beautiful day for the launch. We have the viewing stand all set up and ready for Janer Hyperbeats, but first we're going to go to a news bulletin just coming in off the wire.
It began innocuously enough with 3 days of mind-numbing procedural debate and dreary readings of committee reports. Like most conventions, all about as interesting as a mole on the Pope's behind. But at the end of the third day, the first International Congress
that was Janer Hyperbeats
erupted
with stoking, coking, joking, smoking, and doing some other things, because that's the show, and we have to play the guests' tapes and songs on
sure
the show.
Do,
and
Billy,
caller,
we'll
get to you in
you
just
are.
A second here.
That's right, caller. Hold
see,
on.
See, in this
hang
station,
on.
The same circuits for the tape are the same. Well, actually, forget it here, caller. You can join us.
You can spoil your Sunday pants. Hello?
Man, I bet he'll
you on the air now?
He might even drop Cruzgo off Logo Band and launch the bleeding.
Oh, no, not that computer.
The bleeding head of what? What happened to the type of entertainers I listen to in my...
All right, if you're so
like
smart...
Like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby.
Who was your instructor?
Did he launch, Dad?
When did you first become operational?
He launched a... Oh, for crying out loud.
What happened?
This week's Teen Wallows in a new beat video.
Yeah.
My goodness, what an uneasy mixture. In
it's a new beat. It's a new way. It's a...
left out yeah. Freeze with no third leg squeeze, dude.
I can
with no what?
These young people nowadays.
Oh, for the love of...
What are they talking about? Is this comedy? Is this like funny stuff?
Famous, Mr. Douglas. The most humble person on earth.
Oh, yeah, him. I saw him in a show the other night. I just felt like a clown sitting there playing music.
Yeah, I thought that was Stumpy, the three-legged midget, you know?
A prof
think it was.
What?
Dibs.
You
dudes.
From your
dope. I don't know. Some guy they worship.
Lisa, don't tell me you're a fan of this... This Janus, whatever his name is.
No.
His name is Janer Hyperbeats, and I can go on and on about how funny he is.
Well, go on.
Oh, all right. I'll take 2 tickets. But I'm warning you, it better be good.
Here's your ticket, sir.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
me
you.
And Mr. Douglas are going to see the Janer Hyperbeats comedy show. Hot dog.
That'd be neat. Hopefully
yeah.
I'll play drums in it.
The Janer Hyperbeats Comedy Show, Saturday night, December 5th at the Axiom. Admission, $5.
Hey now, this is the Godfather.
You need to put on that show, the Axe Handle. How
we
done? Oh, we're going to play them real loud then.
We're going to have a slight setback now. The launch has been delayed. It's approximately T-minus 30 seconds and counting, and we have a bit of delay as the great Silverbird still stands on the pad.
Silverbird system.
Ready to take off on its
and the
astonishing 9-year voyage to the planet.
I want your last act! Of the fire! I want your last act! Of the fire! I want your last act! Of the fire!
Thank you. For that last
a
act of
free
defiance.
Plastic dinosaur. In.
Show is after you, caller.
You're beyond hell.
Scary little callers.
Don't
go in the basement.
Don't go in the bathroom.
Don't go up and down the slide in the back of the house.
You can't be helped.
Don't go in the car.
You'll forever be forced to roam the Kugligu friend zones.
Don't go in the Kugligu friend zones or near environs.
Don't go in the woods. Don't go to the movies.
Don't go in the barbershop.
Don't go near the cellar.
Don't do anything. Just stay home and watch TV.
I drink your urine.
Buy
the new horror film.
On the telephone.
I cut off your eyelid and stomped on it. I spat on your grave.
I took your luggage for a long trip that you would never go on.
And I took down your storm windows.
I cut your eyelids off and then tied you down in a bathtub and administered a Chinese water torture in which one drop of motor oil is dropped into one eye every other 30 minutes and one drop of shampoo is dropped into the other eye every other 30 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's got
thank
me
you
beat, much. Hal.
But I think the Church of the Subgenius is basically a benevolent organization. Its hideously loathsome baby sacrifices and sicker dark rituals notwithstanding. But I don't think they've ever taken a person and not given them anything to eat for 2 weeks in a row and
wow,
then
pretty good.
cut his leg off and had it prepared by French chefs and then forced him to eat himself slowly, limb by limb, until there was nothing left but a mouth and a stomach, which he then turns inside out and completely eats himself. But
Tanner, can you tell us?
He's not here.
What was the fate of the fertilizer and pesticide addicted executive and the last caller, and what did they go off and do together?
Objection. The caller is trying to lead the guest on the show.
Oh.
Sustained.
Leading where?
No. That last caller. What was his?
That was the last caller, and it's beyond the last call, so I thank you to get into the street. No, seriously, you're a lousy audience. No, I've played about every club in this business.
We've got half-price drinks between 5 and 7, ladies' night only.
Dinner, be explicit.
I'll get it. Oh, just a minute. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
What a bit of business that was.
It's the audience. They really like that last gag. Okay, over to you.
Okay. This caller thinks that he's Martin and Linda Pitts from Broadway Street, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Say.
Good waffles will be deferred until Saturday.
Wait a minute, it's not your show. You can't do the show.
What are you trying to pull?
Oh,
a wise guy, eh?
No, hey. The wise guy is the head chef.
Why,
that's pretty good, guys.
He apologizes for the chaos of his job.
Okay, come on. Come on, people. We're down here at the joke off, and it's Janer versus the caller.
Take it on, Janer. What happened to that last caller?
You'll scream when you see
the last caller's
Goliath in the center of the earth.
Once you
Cinecita production.
Oh, thank you. Once you push the button, the caller disappears in a small puff of smoke.
And with an extra added attraction, Janer and the Seven Challenges and Janer's Desert Mystery.
The Desert Mystery. With
and Janer and the Foreign Legion, Janer's New York Adventure, and of course, Janer and his mate.
And if you really, if we really have a good audience tonight, I'm considering performing the first live strip tease on radio.
You can't do that on the radio!
And the audience goes crazy.
Gentlemen, please, we can't pander to the basest instincts of our audience, the lowest common denominator.
Why should we change now? And besides that, this is the only radio show that features silent movies.
I protest. I resign from the Subgenius Foundation.
He has the power to save everyone in San Francisco tonight. He has the power to save everyone in California tonight.
I die.
He has
for
the power. Yes, die for the new album from Janer Hypocleats, Die for Me.
Everything's alright.
Let's crush our hands with this
rock.
Poor old car chickened out and hung up, but this car tried.
Yeah,
he's not here. He's always talking to us, and he's tired of us. He wants to talk to the guy. Okay, now go ahead.
Never mind,
I'll get it.
Hey, cut it out. Keep your hands to yourself.
Wasn't I supposed to ring? Well, actually, I just got back from Europe.
Yeah,
okay, we'll all be quiet at the mention of a foreign country.
Yeah, those French have a different word for
it. Wait, he didn't say France?
No.
God, blasted foreigners trying to take over our jobs and ruin our country.
I've always felt that, yes, it's a real scene, man. It's, really makes it.
What do you think of that movie, Punchline, that you're a professional comedian? Was that an accurate portrayal of the comedy scene, as it were?
Well, I don't think about it very often.
You think they let Sally Field
okay,
into a comedy club?
And then turn it upside down, it shows you the fortune.
Everyone was cracking up, and they weren't even funny.
Well, crack up because they can't take it.
It's typical Pink attempts at humor, but
yeah.
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the colorized soundtrack.
yeah.
That Dead Turner recently came out with.
Well, it's a shame he had to die.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Turner. I thought so. We're still waiting for the punchline to Wednesday night's show, but
it'll be the only time.
It'll be arriving at the speed of light.
But, I mean, the whole thing is like an elaborate, in fact, the entire Subgenius Foundation is like an elaborate setup.
Your act.
I think you should have said that.
That wasn't a very good idea.
My
God.
I blew it now.
Now he's real mad, mister.
Oh, my God.
You've got an axe murderer on your hand. This murder's axe. But, I guess if this is an act, that woman with no legs in Central Arkansas is going to win an Academy Award.
Did you
a shocking dismemberment.
Run from your own legs?
Yeah, but she doesn't even notice her gone, really.
Like that movie.
She's so famous now. Well, I mean, the TV movie and everything, after a while, you just don't notice your legs are gone because you're so. Well, not exactly.
I've been trying to run on my own legs for 15 years and still haven't got there yet.
Well, you gotta quit setting them on fire.
Well, I'm here, so I guess I got somewhere by running from my own legs. But
aren't they right there after you?
Well, I'm trying to talk about my own tongue. We've been doing that all night. So
Here come the legs.
And they're running along at high speed.
They couldn't see where we were, so they went right on by.
You can't hide in a liquor bottle.
I know, it's too small, and it smells bad.
You can't hide in a reefer. You can't hide in a liquor bottle. What are you going to do?
You can run, but you can't hide.
Crush yourself
you
up
hide, you can't
and
run.
Roll yourself up and smoke yourself. You can't hide in a reefer.
You got to stay down in the valley while the choppers go over.
Help me, somebody.
The peaks.
Help me.
He has the power.
His legs are on fire.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not nice to look.
Boy, if Johnny Carson...
What's that thing on your lip?
Boing, 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 boing.
That's no thing. That was my wife.
Oh.
If Johnny Carson were alive today, he'd roll over in his grave. No.
Well, if Bob Hope was still doing comedy, they'd laugh him off the stage.
If
Lucy were still alive, she'd be on the show.
Come on, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I know.
She's right there in the ashtray.
I'm serious. Hey. I'm seriously ill. No, come on.
Seriously.
Give me a break,
seriously.
People. Arm or leg. Come on, give me a break.
Armored
no.
legs.
Come
yes.
on, I'm serious.
The only way to go for the 80s.
I'm serious. Come on, I'm serious.
People with Rice Krispies.
Yeah, I'm a serial killer. I kill Rice Krispies, I kill Fruit Loops, I kill all those cereals.
The babies around the world are crying for the cereal.
Come on, buddy. Snap, crackle, or pop.
Way down at the end of the kitchen drain, you can see that little baby crying.
That's Snap, crackle,
he's been washed off the
carrier.
Those are the Alameda sewer system.
Brain
now he's in your house.
Available now.
Snap and crackle are trying to push Pop out of the business, you know.
Pop got ticked off when Janer was sawing the legs off that baby, and we had to eject him from our control room.
I don't listen to...
Look at that sucker flying.
I don't like Snap, crackle, or Pop music. But, yeah, Janer's Snap, crackle house.
How about
chocolate
music?
It's good for you in the morning. Okay,
yeah.
Now we've opened the giant door and the baby
has
gone out into space. I guess out, you could say. There's in, out here. There's not
all
up
those,
and down or any
of that. All those cereal companies are just trying to figure out who can make the
out.
Most unhealthy
in.
Breakfast imaginable.
The most unhealthy
out.
Breakfast food is Boblets.
What about
according to the
notes?
Federal Incriminations Commission.
And today's breakfast cereal will be continued until next week. What will happen to Don and Joe?
And the
little
baby. Plastic dinosaur inside.
Oh, yeah, Jana, whatever you do,
package.
Don't press that button behind you. I'll escape, Jill
okay.
thought to herself. Somehow, somehow I'll find a way to escape. But
yes.
She didn't, and they were all...
What do you think of all these new summer movies coming up? Which ones do you want to see?
Well...
Jay, don't press that button behind you. Don't
you
press
it. Well, yeah, I want to see Endless Summer, Summer of 42, Summer Lovers, and Some Make Rules.
I wish they could all be California girls.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It means a lot to me.
I mean, I've watched some, but some are summer and some are summest.
Well, I'm glad to sum that up for us.
And at the summit, the leg and arm sawing marathon continues with Janer, the undisputed champion. In
some
the
like
middle
it hot, some like it green and moldy.
Those buttons are all around behind all of us.
Oh my God, they're
hey, get your finger out there.
Hey, don't press that.
Everybody's got one of those.
I'm going to try to get me some.
Too late.
This summer.
Disgusting mutilation. Vincent Canby, New York Times. Sicker than anything I've ever seen. Andrew Saris, Village Voice.
He probably hadn't heard this show.
Revoltingly brutal. Pauline Kael, The New Yorker.
Is it true that this radio show has been simulcast in Braille?
It's happening right now, and you can hear the pattering of the many buttons as the Braille Marathon Telethon continues. Kind of a case
I like to
a
sleep to the sound of rain.
And time now to draw up a delicious bowl of boblets, the genial, subgenial cereal. Genial little pods of wholesome, nutritious goodness.
And now it's time to say it. Now it's time to say it. Now it's time to say it.
Orange
now it's time
Dobbs
to say
heads, yellow golf tee, purple threads, and pink pipes.
Sergeant Carter Flakes. We're calling the, the bass player with Breakfast for Boblets.
Yeah. Like
no, just part of this
like
nutritious breakfast.
Like Sergeant Carter.
It's the cereal Bob Eats.
Oh, hello. This is the show calling for actually.
Bet you didn't think you'd be called up by a radio show.
Okay.
Oh, I really didn't. I really, really, really.
Now
really.
You're on the radio.
You're live
and
on the air.
People are listening to you, and you have to say something, and you better come up with it right this minute, or everything's going to be ruined. So what do you
and
have to say?
And it better be funny, or it'll be the end of the universe. No,
hurry
I'm just kidding.
Up.
Howdy.
Oh, that blew me away.
Caught in Bob again.
Wow,
this is Janer
Hyperplate
talking to you live from San Francisco. How are you doing, caller?
This ain't no caller. This is a callee. We done called her.
It sounds like she might have hung up.
Well, that's her hang-up, man. That's just your bag.
Could be. We'll stay here for a few more minutes and just see what happens.
Got an itchy show finger, huh? All right, I'm game. Sure, I'll do it.
Sure.
Hey, quiet down, you pipe down.
It doesn't look as if there's anybody else there, Doctor.
No.
The blast seems to have taken care
I'm
of
being as quiet as I can.
Yes, it's so quiet.
What's that?
It looks like an overload.
9-pound spider.
Get that thing away from me.
It looks like the three boys on the show might have reached
maybe
other zones.
According to the widely accepted theory, about 15 billion years ago, a titanic explosion called the Big Bang spawned the entire universe. In the first second after the explosion, mysterious entities called X-particles decayed into quarks, the building blocks of protons, neutrons, and nucleons. At the end of the first second, the blast yielded other subatomic particles such as electrons and neutrinos. How come nobody's interrupting me when I'm doing this boring stuff? Then the protons and neutrons merged into
just
atomic
just like the
nuclei.
Old show.
Is that how come when I see a girl in the springtime, a good-looking girl, I sort of get horny?
Uh-oh. Yeah, bring on the babes. Bring on the girl. Bring them on the dames. Come on.
Take it off. Well, just put it back on.
Is this supposed to be some kind of takeoff? Is this supposed to be
first thought, go ahead and take it off again.
This is all just a joke, right? I mean, you guys don't really mean it, do you?
Is this like part of a satire? I mean, is this part of the joke where three guys just talk at the same time and it doesn't make any sense? Is that... I don't get it. You get up on stage and launch a Trevino here. I don't understand that.
I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to say.
But it's approved by the Blue Friend in over 17 committee hearings. It's been disapproved by committee.
Hello? Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, Reverend Sterno played music till like 2 hours ago.
Okay.
And why that shiftless, lazy
he
local?
He is. And tell me to be his personal secretary.
Very well. Sterno may be excused this one time, but don't let it happen again.
He had a big
Oh, he's going to have an even
bigger benefit for our local community radio station.
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah. How can we fight that one?
Yeah, really. How can you fight that?
Out of the goodness
he organized it. He got 5 bands. It was gigantic. We raised lots of money for our radio station.
Well, that's very good. But the next time, we're going to come and visit you personally.
Okay.
So you better be ready.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for being such a good sport on the radio.
And you will win a... We will be sending you a consolation prize, a free carton of Coke.
Well, we certainly
so they did.
Zero on that one, didn't we? Right. Time to get back on that big local story, the Snail Racers Convention of Yorba Linda, California. And we're going to take
here they are,
we're
reviewing the tapes of the Janer Show.
Let's get back to
this is the end of the show.
Let's get back to the real down to stuff. Where the breakdancers are.
The old 85 head launching anti-music pre-dog stuff, you know. The good stuff.
Well, we got it, but I don't know if I can get this spaffing to disc jockey.
Yeah, things were different back in my day. Had to shave with razor blades back in my day. Remember back in my day, you'd have to walk across the surface of the sun in a snowstorm barefoot while swallowing fish hooks.
You tell him, brother. Testify.
I'm serious. Things were a bit different back then.
Imagine a collector's item so exquisitely detailed that each is actually invisible to the naked eye. Think of an heirloom so limited in availability that when you order it, the mint specially constructed to craft it will be demolished. Ponder an item so precious that its value has actually tripled since you started to hear this. Never before in human history
has... Cover up that eye. There's women present. We don't want to see a naked eye in here. This isn't an X-rated show.
Yes, now the Polk McKinley Harding Coolidge Mint, not a U.S. government body, has commissioned this wonderful rarity.
It's a Z-rated show.
Just consider the miniature pewterine reproductions authenticated by the World Court at The Hague and sent to you in moisture-resistant styrofoam chests of the front door letter slots of the 36 most beloved subgenius characters.
Thank God for
that. A special blue ribbon advisory panel will ensure that the Foundation Council's certificated and inscribed insignia is approved by Her Majesty's Master of Heralds before the application deadline.
Praise
Meanwhile,
God for small
they
favors.
Are yours to inspect in the privacy of your home, office, shop, and den for 20 years by express permission already withdrawn of the Polk McKinley Harding Smith Coolidge Mint. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've got to feed the children. We've got to...
When you make feed that, them children to
when
the
you
combine.
Make that check out, I'd like you to don't think about me. Don't
These
even think
brats.
About J.R. Bob Dobbs, but think about the babies. Think
it's either the Grim
children.
Reaper or the International Harvester. Have these kids hay baled up and stunk up in the post holes out in the field.
I'd like you to we've gotta give these children what they need. Now $10 is in one book of the subgenius. $20 is in three books of the subgenius. $40 was in 9 books of the subgenius. $80 was in 27 books of the subgenius.
Yeah!
Spare the whole bunch of
books of
the
subgenius.
Spoil the rod. This rod is spoiled. Did you leave it out? These rods are always supposed to be refrigerated with the children. Keep the children in the freezer.
Please. Your children well.
Freezer.
And hard as
freezer.
Hell. So they'll be frozen. And leave.
Clear as a bell.
Them on the floor. Till there no more.
And then he fell.
And half a dozen. Don't you ever make them fry. Just render them into lye. I see the music has changed, so we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful change of pace here.
And this doesn't rhyme, but that ain't no crime.
It's the Kool-Aid Get Involved with America contest, and we have our biggest wiener right here. Welcome, Mr. John Pumphrey of Pine Arbor, Minnesota.
Well, I just can't believe it. I can't believe that I've never won anything in my life.
Speak up, Don. Just stand over by the microphone.
A few times,
now for your special grand prize.
I might have played something once.
We're going to introduce you to our mystery surprise guest.
Don Pumphrey, meet Janer Hypercleats, all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. Bet you weren't expecting to see him.
Well, I sure was. I've never run into a real celebrity, and I will.
And you still haven't,
but here he is, Janer Hypercleats.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, now how do I impersonate Janer Hypercleats when I'm already doing a redneck voice?
I hate to be the one to tell you, but it's not that hard.
I do Janer better than anyone. I figured I might as well cash in on it.
I can lick any man.
Yeah,
on this show.
And I can lick any woman on this show.
Well, there's only one of them here, so you're going to have to... Chair and chair alike.
Well, we'll do some practicing later on.
And you can get rid of ugly plaque by running this wonderful sandpaper strip between your shoppers.
Ugly plaque, is there any of the kind? Yeah, you know, they asked me to be a guest host on a Johnny Carson show, but I had to turn it down.
Why was that, Clem?
They wanted our people to supply the nitrous oxide for Ed McMahon. Now, come on, people. I'm serious. No, come on. Give me a break. No, come on, people. No. Yeah, did you hear the one about the comedian who just kept saying, come on, people? No. And he kept saying, no. No, give me, come on, people. I paid money for this stuff.
Money is to burn, right?
Right. I burned some of them on the town last night.
You know, a bell is to ring, a horn is to blow, and money, money is to burn.
Oh, yeah. Come on, you blew that
that's
horn.
The idea. Money will be to burn.
That could have been a good,
ever and ever.
That could have been a good horn, but you just blew it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I get another chance?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, no, I came all the way down here.
Can't take
just
another chance.
But I won this ticket from the Polk Cooling Hardage Mint, and look, it's partly melted. It must have been a fake.
Back off, man. Get away from it.
Hey, you got to pay me some money. Hey, give me some money.
Is that a tick or a ticket?
This little chicken got on me when I was under the old Palo Verde tree, and he's kind of buried under my tuna fuel.
If your chigger offends thee, cut it out.
That's right. Use new chigger off, and the music will always keep coming.
We are me aid. This is me aid. This is a coming together of people of all races, all sexes, all walks of life coming together, joining hands and sharing what they can with me. And that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
Hands across
where all
me.
The goodness is coming from.
We are the me. We are the me. It is your responsibility to feed and house and clothe me.
Yeah, when you get down to it, good triumphs over evil every time.
There's this force that flows between us all, and in Church of the Sub-Genius we just call it money. And if you can just make it flow towards me.
Well, you know what really makes me mad?
Thank you.
What makes you pee?
What makes you pee?
What makes me pee? Well, about 2 liters of 145.
Now let's go over that again.
That's a good idea. No, really.
Come up to me and say that they have
sugar
bites.
Oh,
chicken
no.
Bites.
That bums me down.
And Mosquito is collided aimlessly on the dense shins.
That's pretty good. Don't they know that the word is sugar roll?
I don't know.
No, it's Chigo.
They don't have any elegance.
It's not Chigoro, it's Chigo, if we must be pedantic.
Well?
Chigo became corrupted into the word chigger.
Oh, yes.
Around the same time that the word revelia became pronounced reveille. It's an Americanization of the pronunciation.
Now, what about the word origins of the word tawdry?
Audrey?
Yes.
Well, you know, this is Frank here, and I think you know Audrey. She's a wonderful trooper. Thank you very much. She's going to demonstrate in the finals of this wonderful contest how the tawdry talkathon is going to go on to a
personal friend of mine for the past 15 years, a great humanitarian.
He couldn't make it.
Someone who never wants to be known as just a Milton Berle for acid heads.
No, never.
The amazing Mr. Me. But sometimes it's called the final solution to the entertainment problem. I mean, you might be Jane, but I'm even Janer.
You're Janer than most.
I'm making too much money off this kill me stuff to die now, baby.
Who's the janest in the world?
Okay, well, see, what I want to do
I'm only janest.
Yeah, you could.
You could be so bashful.
But what I want to do is get this in it.
Oh, that.
See, that's the fun part.
Oh, and this isn't even
funny
anymore.
Yeah, don't do that.
No,
so you have to get up high as you go, because it's such a...
Yeah. It's,
yes,
it started
here
out
on the show.
Funny, but it
was a funny show.
Yeah, it was kind of
went downhill.
Especially this sentence. This sentence just wasn't as funny as
okay.
It
ran along.
Just a little bit this way, just a tiny. No, not too far back this way. Okay, now.
Yeah, but we're not trying to say that we just go.
It's not a me show. Yeah, like we sit here and take pictures of ourselves
and just talk about something that didn't make any sense.
It's not like that kind of me show.
Just talking about just going on and on.
Yes, thank you.
It's not just the me generation these days, it's the gimme generation with these kids. I've never seen such a bunch of greed heads.
I mean, I think it should be the me decade, as long as it's me they're decading. But who are you?
Al Franken decade.
Deck him.
Yeah, they liked it, see?
Deck him.
Deck
him.
Yeah, Mammy's little baby does love shortening bread.
Oops, oh, okay.
Went to the doctor said, feed that child on shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
And the audience loves it.
Yes.
At least my mind is still okay.
They can't get enough of it.
Mindly still I have.
Okay, here we go. Now Jamer's going to balance seven Coke bottles on his head as he slides down that giant pressure plate into a tub of live
piranha. Still mind have at least I. Have I mind at least still? Have I mind still?
And so the mind lease has been extended far enough.
The lease on my mind?
What's the meaning of the word meaning? What's the meaning of the word word? What's the meaning of the word the? What's the meaning of the word what?
What do you mean by do? What do you mean by do?
Money is to burn.
Pick to mimic a Honda Sop to boom the lady.
I do.
Yeehaw. As a pistomizer, I'm a puppy feed to a pistomizer.
Caller's really getting into the swing of things.
Kalakandala, Madakogomomo, Maninu, Bubba, Kalamanana. Keep those donations flowing, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, folks. Send all your money to Dr. Hell, care of this station, KPFA 94.1 FM, 2207 Shutter Avenue.
If I were you, I'd give me all your money.
And if you have any left over for Janer Hyperfleets, send
it fair to us here on the show. And remember, there's still time to make fast tracks to that snack bar. There's 10 minutes until showtime.
That's exactly right.
Is over.
You are about to experience
848-4425. Get serious and call.
The way it was made.
Come on, give me a break, people.
Stereophonic sound. So sit back,
bring that mic,
and enjoy our
action
presentation.
Can I get some popcorn? Time to get a hot dog?
It's coming to the stretch.
They're really good here.
Go, man, go.
Yes, old Father Time is limping toward the refreshment stand. Only 45 minutes till showtime. How about a soft drink? All colors. Hey, how about a hot tamale?
Hot coffee? Hear it all the time.
Taste a piece of pizza. Pizza.
Only 50 hours till showtime.
You couldn't get a better car than this, baby.
And it's going, and it's getting further and further away.
It's going.
Only 5 light years till showtime.
Show is going.
Show is mine still.
Show be gone.
Still
the sun comes
I
up in the gray skies of Berkeley.
At least I still
show
have
what
mine.
Happened in the riot scene up on Telegraph and Berkeley.
Mind I at least still have. We're just a bunch of helicopter riding from Vino.
What was this you were talking about Joseph Kerwin?
To Vino is smite and damn old skull.
Oh, yeah, Joseph Kerwin's classic tapes.
I think you're mistaking him for Mr. Charles Dexter Ball.
Yeah, well, I think I actually met Mr. Kerwin at the Fantasy Symposium.
You met Kerwin Matthews, star of the 7th Naval of Sinbad.
Yeah.
See Sinbad and his men fight the Sphinx. See the attack by 7 million
dollars.
You know what the funniest part in that
movie? All they're all there before.
You know what the funniest part in that movie was?
What?
When he opened the trap door and sent, what was that, Daphne Crosby,
It was Mrs. Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
And he flipped her off into Ventura County, where she now resides with her lovely poodle, Pugsley.
Frenchie.
friends, the words stick in my throat, but we're in danger of losing the entire ministry.
That's right, folks. We have only
okay. As long as I get more of these.
We cannot run this ministry on love alone, children.
We wish we could, but I'm afraid you're going to have to reach down in your pocketbook and beat it.
Maybe if we just sold everything we owned, we could stay on the air another day.
Those Native girls are doing their wiki-wacky, wakiki dance.
Hubba Bubba show.
Wow, take a look at them.
You don't have to tell me that three times.
Look at that. You know,
look at them.
They say every gesture, every movement has a meaning of its own, and you can believe that watching these whacked-out wackinies, and my God, now they're...
My eyes have been glued to that one in the middle. If I could only pull them off. It's super glue or something.
Mama, buy me dead.
Here, use this paper puncher and put the phone in your eyelid.
Hey, sweetie, what's your phone number?
My phone number?
Not you, bozo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking to the lady here.
You're telling me my eyes have been nailed to that one on the end for the past 30 minutes.
Your eyes are as big as your stomach, Sahib.
You'll need a 30-pound claw hammer to get those incredibly painful out of there.
Your eyes. In our country, it is considered
very bad.
I'm no
doctor, but I think you're going to need a chainsaw to get your eyes back.
Hey, you don't need a chainsaw to tell which way the wind blows. See,
hey, listen, I'm not in medicine.
Maybe I should have used staples instead.
You're going to need something to...
You're telling me my eyes have been stapled to that one on the
you
far right for the past
good and hard
five
light
years.
I need to be...
Hey, I'm no MD, but you're going to need a staple puller to leave this dance hall.
Yeah, you'll need to have that staple taken out of your navel. What do you think you are?
You're no MD,
playboy,
you're
playmate.
A DA.
Well, let's use this argon krypton neon.
What is money for?
Hey, that's where Superman came from.
You're killing me, baby. You're torturing me.
Hey, baby, you're beautiful, baby. I love you, beautiful bunch of bastards. You're beautiful.
No, I'm serious.
Don't lose the key to that kryptonite locker. You'll need your kryptonite.
Now, come on. No, no.
Now we're going to take a walk on the wire side.
Quit saying come on. Quit saying seriously. No, all seriousness aside. No, humorously. Go on. Go off.
Now Jana and I are going to visit the bad part of town. Look what Jane is doing to that guy. And all he did was look at him funny.
Oh, he's gurgling his blood up through it.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
It's a Central Arkansas redneck. Do you like it? Do you think it's him?
It's Central Arkansas redneck.
I told you we were going to have a butt splitting on our program.
Oops. Oh, well. Channel X, I hope you didn't see that.
Looks like he done put a pack up his ass.
Yes,
they might have the right pack, but I think he got the wrong ass this time.
Well,
man, you know what I mean.
What is the most
disgusting? Calling back to 1979. Pack up his,
what is the most disgusting
back of the show.
Right now?
You're
pack
listening to it.
In your old kit bag.
Smith said,
smile,
shooting
smile.
Jones. Elegantly with a 44 from his neighbor who's ham radio intruding on the tapes endlessly.
Dodging the landmines that Jones earlier had placed across his den.
Hey man, you're not
Smith
as cool
Smith said,
as
I'll
as
be right back.
Man.
No, but I'm really serious about this comedy thing.
Yes, comedy is the opposite of gravity. It
yeah,
will
so
make you fly.
We're dancing down here at the studio because we're all so serious.
Cool!
For serious comedy fans only, the
well,
Sabrina
really
Show.
You want to start a business?
Too late.
What is,
too busy for business.
Business
what
hours are
open. For actually mean, Al?
Intellectually mean? Me? I'm not mean.
No, what is that? That's just psychobabble.
You comedians are so mean.
Psychobabble? We weren't supposed to do any more of that.
What's the air pressure on this thing?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
500 PSI.
What are you talking about?
I don't see anything else. I was just wondering what the air pressure is on this thing.
Yes, in the middle, in the medium, you shall go the most safely. The golden mean, we call it.
It's like that guy who went to the
East Coast.
He started pulling his dirt over the air.
Radioactivity is becoming too strong.
It's time to go. It's time to say our goodbyes over the air. I'm fading away now. So, say them last things.
Far away, now you disappear.
So go, don't anybody say a single word. Come on, man. Come on now. Now my ears, stop. You're hurting my ears. Just shut up. No, we're all just going to be quiet. This is part where the guys just shut up. I mean, if anyone said another word, it could destroy the entire universe. I mean, well, we're...
Right away, I want to tell you, when it comes to shut up,
Sorting out the ACs from the DCs. Let's go back and look into that big book of our experiences. I'm sure there are moments we're all, well, ashamed of. Always waiting and wishing to get your back scratched and your back rubbed, but it never happens. That's because it's not right to have
I'm sorry you've been cut off.
In other news, the sad sacroiliacs of Saturn were all gathered, set on fire, punctured, and exploded. A crowd of 13 watched without emotion.
Oh, you just did. Do you like it?
Yes. So sad, so fresh. The days that are no more.
The old man comes out. He smells a flower, remembering.
And he sees his shadow, and we have six more months of winter.
What should I do when I hear a racist comment?
Turn the other cheek.
Turn the collar to the cold and damp.
That's what I always do. I pull down my pants, and I show my other cheek. What is culture for Euro-Americans?
For Euro-Americans?
Well, something like Tintin.
But I'm more than Euro-American.
Or the Bodleian Library.
Like north of the equator.
How about the Apollo Belvedere?
The equator and up.
The Parthenon, created by ancient Greeks.
Yeah, I've already turned the other cheek three times. Now I've only got one cheek left to turn.
Darn.
Now I'd like to take you back over a little familiar piece of ground.
Wait, wait a minute, none of this makes any sense.
Here it was in the 19th century that...
Hey,
Buster Ridiculous first built his
from?
Computerized pimple popper and nose picker.
From where you come from?
Where I come from, that means solid comfort.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was the beginning of that dynasty, that series of families. Mom, Dad, the kids in the woodshed, and all the children and pets, animal carcasses under the trees. This was the beginning of the real America.
It's regular time for the show to stop, and yet the show is still going.
The show has only been on for 6 minutes, son. Now let's get to the bottom of this disquiet.
Really, it seems like seven.
It seems like it will like never end. It
smells like show spirit. Well, maybe you'd like to give us a preview of your act at the Ground Pounding Horror Church on Sunday.
Wow. Horror Church?
Yes, the 10th of August. That's where Janer Hypercletes the Hypercletian will perform nakedly alone against a bevy of undulating beauties, such as the modern world has never seen.
That's right, you'll man. It's good for your, it's good for your exposure.
Fabulous sights.
Good exposure.
Which only the harem of an oriental potentate can offer.
Just be working for exposure.
And
you'll be working for
you'll
exposure.
See me, Dr. Howlandall, as I deliver a
trench coat on. What
patented
exposure?
Load of my apophagems and quiddities,
well,
which have made me world-renowned the world around. Then, too, you'll see Madame Tallulah Bankin as she blushingly and simperingly operates the wheel of fornication. To shower prizes.
I'd show up naked, but I'd have to ask the first three rows to move back.
All you have to do is have your clothes put in a plastic bag where they will be returned to you after the program. And you can get in absolutely free. But, of course, you, Janer, the headliner, do not have to remove a single stitch. You can stroll right in on good faith, clean windshield, and a shoe shop.
I'm a stranger in paradise.
The caller will just have to split their brains in half. And
you'll see. It's the same way it always is. It starts with bingo. Everybody plays bingo.
And it ends with getting your butt cut off.
Well, not necessarily. Now, while you play bingo, Starlight Express will remove her clothes until standing, shimmering like a vision by Botticelli on the stage.
It's beautiful.
She will stand in her birthday suit as the last number in bingo was called. And then, it just gets better from there. There are so many acts, so many fabulous sights, so many smells, so many sounds, so many dreams. And you can be there, and you, and you, and you, and you. And you'll bow your head for Father River Sims, for whom the entire show is a benefit. Then have yourself written up in the Catholic Action newsletter. Get a good review. Per ambulans in genebris.
Yeah, I don't have a brain, I just have a layer in it from the tongue.
Si let per diem universus, nec sine horrore.
This is easier, we just play off of each other.
Look at nocturnibus ignis, morus egipanum undique personatum.
Especially Hal, he's way too confused. Like what he's saying right now, it's just confusing me.
Audiuntur cantus tibiarum, tinnitus cymbalorem per ora maritimam.
Somewhere.
And so Hal dances alone.
Somewhere in the chapel.
La, la, la.
KPFA Chapel. His pearls glinting in the sunlight.
How I wish to throw my pearls into the street in front of
swine.
The people that I'd like to meet. But nobody wants to scoop up my pearls, though I throw them in front of the beautiful girls. Pearly white, pearly white, why do I cry? Throw my pearly white into the street.
We've got four men and two women in a radio sketch station on the outskirts of town. Send help immediately, or two more women. But
that's Philly.
Yeah, for Swinger Show.
Meet the swinger, the Polaroid show. Swinger. Meet swinger the swinger, show. The Polaroid
we're
swinger.
The Motel
it's so exciting. It's almost alive. It's only $19.95. Swing it up. Yeah, yeah. It says yes. Yeah, yeah. Take the shot. Yeah, yeah. It says
we're
no.
Set, like,
yeah, yeah.
Disco music.
Too bad.
Again, it could be like disco swinger puzzling up.
Disco stinker
like
with a ring through
show.
His news.
It could
nose.
Be like Ginger 1976 or whatever.
Wow. Psychedelic. Well, what happened to that wah-wah pedal music that was supposed to be cute? Well, it was supposed to set in motion the disco age.
That's the Waka Jawaka.
Those were an Indian drop.
We get the Jerusalem Cricket Army.
Oh, my God. Those things are horrible. Loathsome. They're like huge scorpions.
Oh, my God. Step on them.
You know, the Bible talks about scorpions with the butts of crickets or something like that. And here they are. Or rather, crickets that can wiggle their fannies like scorpions. And here they are. the Jerusalem cricket, or Chaco, as it is known in this colorful and scenic Southwest.
Vibrating also in unison on a vast seething plain.
Native Americans, Wawtesena, or Old Man Baldhead, the Old Man of the Desert, caused by the resemblance of the cranium of the Jerusalem cricket to the forehead of a profound scholar of nature's mysteries.
Make me tingle.
These insects can inflict a painful nip. And when I say painful, I mean painful.
Says here that they're making Tickle Me Elmo pipes.
They're making Tickle Me Elmo the movie.
Oh, yeah, no.
They made him stop making the pipes.
With Anthony Hopkins and...
Anthony Hopkins as Tickle Me Elmo.
No. Anthony Hopkins is the father.
I'm not Tickle
Me Elmo. The father
who
goes out to try to buy a Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
And, but I want one of those Tickle Me Elmo pipes.
They're
worth a lot now. Yeah, well, but it'll be funny.
In the movie, not in reality.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah, you should make a Tickle Me Elmo pipe, Jane, or you could sell that for like...
Tickle Me Homo or something like that.
Probably make a lot of money off of that.
Oh, everybody's punching me. I'm so politically incorrect. Now they're hitting me.
I'm going to punch you.
Punch you?
Punch you.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm in for it now.
The holiday toy craze of 1996 has sparked a trend in marijuana circles, Tickle Me Elmo pipes.
Marijuana.
It started right after Christmas.